Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Avi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Avi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Avi Goldhawk. Welcome to the hour of radio that really matters to your financial bottom line. It's Think Realty Radio. I'm really happy today because I have my good friend Darren Blomquist from Adam Data Solutions on the line with us. And we're going to be talking about, guess what? Data. It's interesting when you have somebody that's so knowledgeable in this space. He has all of the data at his fingertips, and it's really interesting to then be able to understand what he's looking at, what we as investors should be looking at, and in turn, analyzing and implementing in our investing strategy. So you're going to have questions throughout today's show. I get it. I would too. Here's what you got to do to ask your question. Text the word ASK to 96270. Again, ASK to 96270. Make sure you send that text message. And you know what? Might be lucky. We might just select one of your questions or all of your questions to be answered on the show. That being said, let's go ahead and welcome Darren to the show. Darren, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. How are you today, Avi?
I'm great. Thank you so much for joining me. Tell us a little bit about who you are, your background, and let's get started.
Sure. I'm Darren Blomquist, Senior Vice President with Adam Data Solutions. Previously, we were known as Realty Tract. Some of your listeners might know us that way. We've been around since 1996 collecting foreclosure data. And then back in around 2012, we really started expanding our footprint of public record real estate data to include what's called the deed, sales deeds, mortgages, tax assessor information we're getting from counties across the country. Basically, any document that's recorded at the county that has to do with real estate, we're collecting that and putting it into a massive database and cleaning it up, making it so businesses can utilize and investors can utilize that data in a meaningful way, in a way that helps them grow their business.
And for sure, if you're listening and you're an investor, I'm always looking for that next strategy that's going to help me kind of find the deal amongst the weeds, or maybe the needle in the haystack here, from what it seems like. I feel like, Darren,
the
I'm getting
among the thorns. If you just want to keep adding analogies.
Yeah, I think a rose among the thorns probably is the best analogy ever right now. Right, there's so many bad deals out there, but there are also only just a few, and it just matters. A, your investment criteria, B, how you're looking at it, and then, of course, the data that you look at. So y'all analyze, like, millions of data points every single month. Can you talk to me about that just for a quick second?
Sure. We're looking at, I mean, our entire database is made up of about 155 million U.S. parcels. That's about how many properties there are in the country. And every month, there are things happening to those properties. They're being bought. Some of them, not all of them, of course, are being bought and sold or being foreclosed on, mm-hmm. or getting a mortgage. And so we are tracking that every every day there is activity, of course, thousands of transactions occurring, and every month hundreds of thousands, if not millions, well, probably not millions of transactions occurring. But I don't want to over – I don't want to have hyperbole here. I don't want to be accused of fake news. But, yeah, there's hundreds of thousands of transactions, to be safe, occurring every month, and we're updating that daily, hourly even. And then, you know, what I do is I'm taking that, not necessarily hourly, but looking at that data on a more aggregate level, spinning it up and seeing, okay, what are the trends that are happening in terms of course, just the basics of sales and home prices. But also we look at different angles of the market than you might see out there a lot of times that may be more relevant to investors, things like home flipping. We analyze neighborhoods. That's one of the things that's actually a little bit newer for us. We acquired a company earlier this year called Onboard Informatics that has some really great neighborhood data, neighborhood boundary data. So it's very hyper-local, and we've done some analysis on what's neighborhood quality and what are real estate trends within at the neighborhood level. And that can be very interesting as well. We look at single-family rental that market as well, and a lot of other things that we're just trying to. Our mission as a company is to increase real estate transparency.
Yeah.
A lot of the way we do that is by providing clean, good property data to companies and investors who can then go use it to make the marketplace work. But some of that is what I get to do, which is putting out reports on the marketplace and saying, hey, here's what we see happening to help all those participants in the market have more information about what's going on and make better decisions.
So a couple of questions about what you mentioned with rental homes and the flipping and et cetera. I suppose let's start with flipping, okay? Is home flipping still a good investment strategy despite profit margins that I know that I've seen that are shrinking?
I think it is, based on looking at the data. We did just release our quarterly home flipping report last week, and we definitely see what you're seeing is that margins are shrinking, but they're still very high. There are limitations to our data. We don't know everything, but we can look at a home flip, which is what we define as a property that's being sold for the second time within 12 months. We can look at that sale price versus the original purchase price sometime in the last 12 months and just do a comparison. And when we do that, you know, gross profit, that number is actually close to an all-time high in terms of dollar amount. It's at about $65,000 per flip. So people are selling for an average of $65,000 more than they're buying for when they're flipping homes, which sounds great. But then when you look at the percentage, the ROI, the returns, those have been slipping a little bit lower. And we're seeing nationwide those are at about 44% gross flipping return.
Mm-hmm.
That's down from really, we've been seeing that slip for the last five quarters, and it's down from over 50% ROI back in late 2016, early 2017. So, yeah, we're seeing that those margins be squeezed, but that said, we're still in an environment where it's very favorable for flipping. And so you just probably need to be more selective and more cautious and not assume that every deal is a good deal. But what we have is we have, number one, not a ton of inventory out there. Home builders are still being relatively cautious in most areas, especially single-family homes. And so as a flipper, you don't have that as many new homes to compete with. You're providing that like new inventory in the marketplace that buyers are hungry for. So you have that market force going for you. You have the fact that housing doesn't get any younger. It's getting older, and we have an aging housing stock, and there's a lot of properties that have deferred maintenance or just out of date and need to be brought up into the 21st century.
That's right.
And those market forces are working in favor of home flippers, along with, I would say, the you know, you might think the home ownership rate being low would not be work in favor of flippers. We do see a relatively low home ownership rate, not as many young folks are buying homes. But although I would say it's certainly not across the board,
right,
but at the same time, you know, flippers have a chance to turn those properties around and sell them to single-family rental investors.
No, that's right. And we've got to go to break, Darren. But when we come back, I want to start talking a little bit about the Neighborhood Housing Index. And does it make sense to buy in neighborhoods that are trending downward, trending upward? And what are some of the best neighborhoods to buy in for flipping and for rental? Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
Real estate investors, first-timers, or savvy buyers, Auction.com has what you need to meet your real estate goals. They're the nation's largest online auction marketplace with more than 30,000 foreclosures and bank-owned properties, offering fixer-uppers and million-dollar properties both online and at live auctions. They go beyond the bid to offer a superior technology platform for convenient access and supportive services. Start searching, saving, and bidding on properties and get a free account at auction.com/thinkrealty.
Success in real estate is all about your network. So get connected to the right network with ConnectedInvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Get connected today.
Real estate investors get a free 30-day trial of the number one lead generation software from rfleads.com/think. Instantly download buyer, seller, and private lender leads. RealFlow has streamlined the buying, selling, rehab, and repair process with an all-in-one real estate investing software. Go now to rfleads.com/think for your free 30-day trial. Get the tools you need to build and manage your business. More leads, more time, more money. rfleads.com/think. Your all-in-one real estate investing software.
Need funding for your real estate investments? Welcome to Easy Street with Recovco Mortgage Management. There's no income testing. You qualify based on the equity in your property. No W-2s, pay stubs, or tax returns needed. Recovco can offer interest-only loans as well as 80% financing on properties up to 4 units. Make funding easier. Go to RecovcoDirect.com. That's RecovcoDirect.com/radio. The easy choice for real estate investors.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Avi Goldhar. You're listening to Think Realty Radio, and my guest today is Darren Blomquist from Adam Data. Before the break, we were talking about home flipping still being a good investing strategy, and he and I both agree that if you're looking at a deal, be a little bit cautious. Just because it looks like a deal may not necessarily be the case that it's a good one. So I'm experiencing this a lot in Atlanta. I'm starting now to expand into Tennessee a little bit as well for my single family opportunities. For the single family rentals I'm buying and multifamily is a little bit of a different story on the apartment complex angle. But for me, I'm doing so much due diligence and extra research just to make sure that the property, the investment property that I'm buying, makes sense as much as possible to mitigate that risk. Darren, you had mentioned Adam Data now has a neighborhood index. Tell me a little bit about that, and then help me understand the first question. That's the first question. Second question is, what are some of the best neighborhoods for home flipping that you're seeing right now?
Sure. Yeah, with the neighborhood index, we took we have these neighborhood boundaries, which are actual real neighborhoods across the country. We actually have those for 166,000 neighborhoods, believe it or not, across the country. So this is very small areas. It's smaller than zip code. We actually had, you know, a lot of those are in rural areas where there's not a lot of housing. So we boiled it down to 10,000 neighborhoods, which is still a lot, actually almost 11,000 neighborhoods. And then we looked at six factors in each of those neighborhoods, 10,000 neighborhoods nationwide, and created an index off those six factors, which we thought were key factors for someone who was either buying or investing in those neighborhoods. Affordability, home price appreciation, property taxes, those were kind of more on the financial side of things, looking at the neighborhood. And then more on the quality of life side of things, we looked at three factors: school scores, crime rates, and unemployment rates. And we threw those all together, created – there's an index for each one of those six factors. Then we have a master index that says, you know, here's how this neighborhood ranks among the 10,000. Then we divided those up into five equal, you know, quintiles and graded them just like you would for back when you were in school from A to F.
That's awesome.
And so we have, you know, those 10,000 neighborhoods split into five groups of from A to F. And, and you know, what before I get into specific neighborhoods, one of the things that's probably pretty intuitive, but, you know, the data also shows that it's always kind of good to get that confirmation, is the A neighborhoods are, of course, tend to be the highest priced neighborhoods, but they also tend to be the least profitable for both – actually, for flipping and for renting. I mean, they're just the high price point makes that those are tougher markets to invest in, whereas the F neighborhoods have the highest returns, at least
That's
on paper.
Right.
But then so it gets into a – and really the scale just goes down in a straight line from A to F with the returns gradually getting higher with each grade lower. And – I think for investors, it's a matter of weighing the risk that comes with a neighborhood, an F neighborhood, or a D neighborhood that has lower school scores, higher crime rates, for instance, maybe higher unemployment, with the type of returns you can get in those neighborhoods. So we looked at it. We said, okay, let's look for the best of both worlds. Let's look for A neighborhoods where there are still actually really robust returns. And some examples of those, there were actually 209 neighborhoods we found with an A rating across the country but where the average gross flipping return was over 50%, which, you know, I mentioned nationwide, it slipped down to 44%. So we're, you know, putting that bar a little bit higher and saying, hey, you have to be able to get at least a 50% gross return in these neighborhoods. But they're good neighborhoods. And so you have a neighborhood in the Chicago, Illinois area called Cottage Grove.
Yeah, that's right. I'm familiar with Cottage Grove.
There's a couple in Baltimore. And, you know, these are areas when someone hears Chicago or Baltimore, they may have an instant reaction like, oh, those are bad areas. But there are bright spots within those areas. And, yeah, there's a couple neighborhoods called Woodmere and Dolefield in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one in Chicago, the West Chesterfield neighborhood. And then in Memphis, number five, there's a neighborhood called Westside Neighborhood in the Memphis, Tennessee area, where we're seeing, you know, that combination of an A rating but very high return on investment. And there's, you know, there's over 200 more of those neighborhoods. A great resource, we have an interactive heat map for this on our website where you can go in and look for your neighborhood. And or neighborhoods in your market, and it's pretty cool. You can apply the filters and say, I just want to look at, click on the A neighborhoods, I just want to look at A neighborhoods, and then go in and look at that in your market and find those. Certainly A neighborhoods are not the only way to go. There's some great opportunities in B, C, D, and even F neighborhoods, depending on your strategy as an investor.
So I'm a huge fan of value add, right? If I'm listening, I'm thinking, well, geez, what makes the most sense for me? I like the value add to rent, right? You force the value of your property so you get immediate appreciation, and then you rent it for long-term cash flow. And if you can find the markets that Darren is suggesting to be beneficial, I mean, it makes sense, right? We're definitely looking for that diamond in the rough. Look at that, Darren. There's another analogy for you.
That's what I was looking for.
There you go. You can actually thank my producer Isaac for that. He wrote it down and passed it to me. I'm like, I can't think of any analogies, and he came up with the diamond in the rough. Now, what does this tell us about buying rental homes? What are some of the best neighborhoods for that?
Sure. Yeah, and certainly there maybe is a little bit different strategy there, but again, if you look at through the filter of some of the neighborhoods with an A rating, where there's a potential annual gross rental yield of 10% or more, so you're getting 10% back every year. There is actually over 2,100 of those neighborhoods, so there's more of them than when we looked at the flipping that are good neighborhoods. And the top one is a Westover neighborhood in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Second one is Terminal Park neighborhood in Sarasota, Florida. Southwest York neighborhood in York, Pennsylvania. Griffin Park neighborhood in Tampa, the Tampa St. Petersburg market. And then it's called the Portland neighborhood in Louisville, Kentucky. And so these are I don't personally know any of these neighborhoods, to be honest, but that's what the data was showing. And I do know some of those overall markets are doing very well. But you can find, those diamonds in the rough. And
that's right.
And those are A neighborhoods. I mean, I think with rentals especially, there is many investors are more interested in going in neighborhoods that may be a little bit lower quality of life metrics going on, and finding those properties there that they can add value to, as you said, and maybe are transitioning. I mean, there's pieces in here you can look at in the data that indicate if a market is, it might be rated an F even neighborhood right now, but you can see signs home price appreciation is very strong over the last couple of years. There was a lot of interest from a reporter in the old Fourth Ward neighborhood in Atlanta.
We'll talk about that. Yeah, hold on to me for that, because that is a very interesting example. I know old Fourth Ward really well. So we'll talk about that when we come back from the break. See you in a second. Tuesdays will never be the same. Hey, it's me, Avi Golhar, and starting Tuesday, October 23rd, Greg Rand and I will sit down for a full hour of The Power Play every week. We'll be answering questions from listeners and focusing on the things investors love most, increasing your returns. It's the Power Play, now every Tuesday. And get into a real estate of mind every day on thinkrealtyradio.com.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app. Available in iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
It's Think Realty Nation. It's your host, Avi Golhar. My guest today is Darren Blomquist from Adam Data Solutions. We've been talking about data. We've been talking about how this data is and should be used for the benefit of you, the investor, especially when it comes to finding the right locations. Darren, before the break, you had mentioned something about Old Fourth Ward, and then I cut you off because I'm a huge fan of cliffhangers. So help me understand this example. You said there was a reporter that had mentioned Old Fourth Ward in Atlanta being a good neighborhood.
Yeah, that's right. After we put out our neighborhood index, we were contacted by a reporter, and now I should know this. I'm pretty sure it's the Wall Street Journal. You can look this up. They were doing an article on Atlanta and the trail that's being, and I'm probably not giving the right name of that, that's being built around the city.
Yep,
the Beltline.
The Beltline.
And how that's impacting neighborhoods. And one of the ones they wanted to look at was the Old Fourth Ward and what's going on there with home prices. And we saw home prices there, in at least in a couple of the zip codes that comprise that touch into the Old Fourth Ward, are accelerating at a much faster pace than the overall Atlanta market.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe my understanding is that that was a neighborhood that probably was not considered one of the best neighborhoods in the city in the past.
And yeah,
but it's changing, and so that's the kind of thing when you dive into the data. Just because we've given that neighborhood an A rating or an F rating, for that matter, doesn't necessarily mean it's going to stay that way forever. And so investors are always looking for that opportunity. You know, change is opportunity for real estate investors, and that's one example of that. And maybe you had what's your experience? I'm curious of your experience with the Old Fourth Ward. And
yeah, so when I was investing in Old Fourth Ward, it wasn't as hot as it is right now. There are modern new construction builds in the area that will sell for between $900 and $1 million. A couple years ago, I would have laughed at that valuation. I would have said to you, Darren, you have to be absolutely kidding me. You'll never get that. I was proven wrong. I was doing a new construction project myself there. We ended up partnering with a builder, and It was a 225 acquisition, if I remember correctly, of just a lot. And then it was a $250,000 new build. And we were going to resell it, I think, at $650,000, $675,000. And then we decided to exit the project because the city was getting a lot of applications and things were kind of moving slowly. The builder ended up selling that, I think, for roughly $810,000 or $815,000. I'm like, it's pulling my hair out, thinking, why didn't I stay in this deal? I should have. But that's what happens, right? That's what happens when the local government has an initiative. Other people and investors see the value of this initiative, in this case in Atlanta, the Beltline, and all of a sudden it just sparks a neighborhood to turn around, causing a massive appreciation in value, and it's a winner for any investor that's looking at getting in on the ground level. Let's talk about AI for a quick second. Artificial intelligence, deep learning, robots, real estate. Help me connect the dots, because for me, I feel like I'm living in a Star Trek novel.
Yeah. And, you know, investors have long relied on intuition, you know, in figuring out where they're going to invest, which properties are good. And I think investors' intuition is highly valuable, especially one who's been through the ringer a few times and been through several deals, just like you were describing in the Old Fourth Ward. Yeah. But what we're seeing with data is there can be a supplement to that intuition with this with artificial intelligence. And we're seeing companies take our data. You know, we're not doing this directly, but it's just exciting to see some of the companies taking our data and applying big data thinking, artificial intelligence, to that property data, to not just look back and say, okay, what's happened in this neighborhood, for instance, over time, or this property, but what do we predict is going to happen in the future, which is
right.
Crazy. And then ended up, we have companies out there that are scoring each property for their investment potential going forward. that have had a lot of success. When they sell those leads to investors, those investors are having a lot of success with those, and so they're saying, hey, it's not all about intuition. It's about applying this deep learning. We don't have time probably to get into all of that, what that means, but right. It's taking
give me a cursory
you know, data
give,
that might be
yeah,
it might
give
border
me a
on being a little scary for people, but you know, taking other data besides the property data and combining that and saying, okay, this person is very likely to sell at a discount, you know, in the next 90 days or whatever that time frame is.
Yeah, I'm very interested to see how some of these neighborhoods that have really caught fire in Atlanta and even around the country, right? We look at some A areas that weren't A neighborhoods before. There were F neighborhoods, and there was something that just fired. There's something that just clicked, and all of a sudden we have this crazy value increase. I want to see what happens there. And then, of course, you have the wholesalers and the real estate agents that end up doing really well because of this value increase. So really, really excited for that. Here's another question for you. This summer foreclosure heat wave that you recently noticed in your foreclosure data, talk to me a little bit about that. And I'm not sure if we're going to have time for another topic, so we might have to wrap this one up rather quickly. But help me, sure. Give me some perspective.
Yeah, basically nationwide we saw the first year-over-year increase in foreclosure starts in July that we've seen after 36 consecutive months down. And when we look at some of the markets where we're seeing not just a one-month trend upward, but at least a three-month trend upward, those are markets that are people would consider pretty strong markets, places like Los Angeles, even Austin is in there, Texas, San Diego, Jacksonville, Florida, Orlando, Florida. Detroit may not be considered a strong market, but
right.
We're seeing some signs. Basically, the short story is in these markets, we've seen at least three consecutive months of increases, and there's a bunch more in these foreclosure starts. Now, they're coming off of a very low level, but this is an indication to me that we've kind of bottomed out when it comes to foreclosure activity, and we're starting to see that rise again, and it's a sign that the market has the pendulum has swung back, and we're seeing a market that does have a little more risk in it and a little more distress happening. It's nothing. It's not a crisis. It's not a crash. But it is, it does spell that there are these pockets of opportunity springing up for potentially for real estate investors who want to find those motivated sellers out there. Some of the spikes, I should say, are pretty obviously related to natural disasters.
Mm-hmm.
Houston is one example of that, where we saw starting in May, there was 153% jump in foreclosure starts there, and then it followed by 62% increase in June and a 76% increase in July, we believe is related to the flooding there last year.
If you were to pick one market to go to, I know you can't be biased, but if you had to pick one market to go to in the country to invest, where would it be?
Oh, wow. Yeah, putting me on the spot there. I think you know, I think it's hard to. I think my safe choice would be Florida, you know, and especially like parts of Central Florida or even like the Panhandle of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Just you have demographic trends that are very much in favor of Florida, and so it's going to be hard to go wrong there over the next 20 years.
I like Florida. I'm taking a look at Gainesville as well, a nice little college town down there. But listen, Think Realty Nation, we have to go to the power play. Darren, thank you so much for jumping on the air and sharing some insight.
Thanks, Abby. Great to be here.
If you want to catch the article that Adam Data has in Think Realty Magazine titled The Best Neighborhoods for Real Estate Buying and Investing, it's in the October issue. Make sure you pick up a copy at your nearest Barnes & Noble. Also, you can email Adam Data at marketing@adamdata.com. It's the Power Play coming up next with Greg Grant, me in the microphone.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Success in real estate is all about your network. So get connected to the right network with ConnectedInvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to connectedinvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. connectedinvestors.com/think. Get connected today.
Hi, Kevin Ortner here, CEO of Renters Warehouse. I'm guessing that many of you might be considering a move. Maybe you need to relocate, maybe you're combining households, or maybe you already own investment property. Whether you have one home or a whole portfolio, my expert team at Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent it out fast, easy, and worry-free in just 17 days on average. For one low flat monthly fee, our professional landlords will manage your property 24/7. We collect the rent, we handle maintenance requests, inspections, all that regulatory red tape. And we'll even warranty our tenants for up to 18 months. That means if your tenant doesn't stay for any reason, Renters Warehouse will replace them for free. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price analysis and see what your home will rent for today. A professional landlord will visit your property and show you personally how to rent your home fast and for top dollar.
Find out how much your home
Would you like to know the easiest way to create wealth and passive income with real estate? This is Marco Santarelli with Norada Real Estate Investments. Now you can access the best deals without the stress or hassle of having to find, renovate, or manage those properties. We save you time by providing you with passive income investment properties in some of the best U.S. markets. Learn more by downloading your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing. There's no obligation and nothing to buy. Simply visit PassiveRealEstateGuide.com and get your free copy today.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
BizTalk Radio. Send us your feedback by emailing info@biztalkradio.com, or you can send us comments via the BizTalk Radio app.
Slam dunk, grand slam, victory lap. Get ready for the inside scoop in the real estate investing industry. You're tuned in to the Power Play with me, Avi Golhar, and my buddy, Greg Land. Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Avi Golhar, my guest and contributor to Think Realty Radio on the Power Play. Greg Rand is with me as well. Greg, as always, a pleasure. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
We're talking about international real estate today. And for me, it's always an interesting topic to talk about. My family has some real estate in India. And, you know, the market shifts, the market changes based on what happens in every area of the world. And I'd definitely like to think the United States is a leading indicator of what's going to happen to the rest of the world many months later. So international investing. Why is this so hot right now?
Well, there's two things that you could mean by that, and I only have anything to say about one of them. I don't know anything about investing any place outside the U.S., so international investors investing in the U.S. we can talk about. My company is called Own America. I don't know anything about any place else in the world. So,
yeah.
But we do have a pretty good vibe on what investors elsewhere are looking for, what they're where they're going, and what they're contributing to the market, specifically in residential real estate, which, as you know, is our specialty. We don't. My background is commercial real estate, but I switched to residential because of the housing crisis, creating a massive opportunity, creating a wave of Wall Street interest in what is now really a new asset class. But also why I'm here, which is that the barrier to entry for residential real estate is one house. And so everyday people can apply the principles of big investors and now the technologies and the data and the techniques of big investors and apply them to the small category product. And overseas investors kind of feel the same way. They invest in all types of real estate here, but residential is resonating with a lot of them because the story is simple, right? I mean, there's a language barrier to a lot of these folks. There is a lack of familiarity mm-hmm. with the terrain here. They haven't really been here or only have visited, but their media comes from here. They have an understanding of That's the power right. of the country. They have an understanding of the power of the freedom that we have here and what being able to. This is why the idea of owning America, we talk about it all the time, that it's so powerful and we take it for granted. Well, they don't. They don't take it for granted. They depending on what you're talking about, your property rights are subject to, you know, I dare say, whimsical changes in government policy. I know people that put their money here, that are putting their money here now, because they're concerned of their family's fortune, which is in businesses in their country, being nationalized and having their generational family wealth be seized. They're literally concerned about that. It's something they live with their entire lives. And so they work on getting money out and then getting it in here.
Yes.
Because here they know that the rule of law stands and that property rights stand and the market is so robust. And so we see a growing wave of interest, but it's a complicated thing because of all the process of getting the money out, getting the money in, doing it legally, and so forth. So demand is very, very strong. Implementation is not as strong as it could be because of how complicated it is.
Yeah, I think when I think about international investors, I think they are always looking at the United States as a really good place to invest. Right? The United States is not going anywhere as a country for the next hundreds of years. Real estate here is always going to be in demand because people always want to move here. And that's a global trend anyway, right? Everybody looks at the U.S. and the type of opportunities that exist here in a very free society. It works, right? It makes sense versus, say, China. China, you're going to have a tough time getting money out sometimes, and it's a communist government. So guess what happens? The government can say, well, you know what? We need to do these things with capital, and they'll just automatically allocate capital. So investors from these types of nations are looking at the U.S. for potential opportunities, and it makes sense. What should and what are those investors looking for? Primarily single family, primarily multifamily, commercial? What's your gauge?
Well, it's all the above. The ones that I come in contact with are single family because that's all we do. But, you know, from the standpoint of how can somebody listening to your show benefit from this? Like, what does it mean to them? And it's interesting. So I'll give you one case study that we are dealing with right now, and it's actually fairly common, and that is it's a high net worth Chinese family whose daughter went to school in Boston. And so they anchored themselves in Boston. They got to know Boston. They visited. They got a level of comfort there, and they bought real estate for their daughter to live in. So she was living in some pretty posh digs, I think, because it was like a $4 million condo in downtown Boston. But that wasn't about her being spoiled. It was about them moving $4 million, all cash, mm-hmm. moving $4 million into the United States. But what we learned, and again, this is fairly common, is that once they get their feet wet in a market, and now they want to double down, okay? So we have an example of somebody. Chinese investors tend to like gateway cities because those are tending to be international cities. So New York, San Francisco, Miami, top three, right?
Mm-hmm.
Boston kind of cuts in, D.C. So my story is about Boston. They now crossed our path because they said, we want to move more money in. We're not going to get an $8 million condo for our daughter. Plus, she's graduating anyway. And here's the thing. They're not generating any yield. So this is a key point. Foreign investors' goal is totally different than domestic investors. Capital preservation is number one. Okay, they bought a $4 million condo, and it's not being rented out. So it's got a negative yield. They're paying gobs of taxes. It's in Massachusetts, gobs of taxes. And yet they don't care because the money is safe. And so it's not a matter of income. What that means is that it opens up opportunities for properties that would not normally be attractive to domestic investors. And Boston is a great example. Boston, you can't generate a positive yield in Boston like you can in Dallas. You just buy a house in Dallas and rent it out, you're generating a 5 or 5.5% yield, and you're appreciating. You can't do it in Boston. The prices are too high. The taxes are too high. But these people are now looking at accumulating more real estate around the campus where their daughter went. Mm-hmm. And their mind went straight to student housing. Student housing is a good investment. Okay, you're going to have a good property manager because these places get dinged up. But just the idea that they picked – here's the key. They picked a geography. And based upon picking that geography, they're now interested in buying more. And their expectations are so much more modest than anybody else that we deal with in Boston. So if I was a Boston resident and I knew that Boston University has 60% of its students are international. I'm making that up, but I've been to a graduation there recently. And it looked like that could have been the case, okay, just based upon the crowd. So big international component. If you now know that that international component wants to park money here while they have familiarity with it, maybe that's an angle where you begin to network yourself into that area and look for investments that are going to be attractive. They have to be very turnkey. They have to be somewhat sexy. Mm-hmm. Okay, these guys don't get excited, in my experience, with three-bedroom, two-bath, single-family houses in Atlanta. They get excited about brownstones in Boston, though. Okay, so and because you can do a brownstone in Boston and rent it out, and you're going to make a 2% yield, but 2% yield is better than a negative 15, which is what they were getting before. It just changes all the rules. When the goal is capital preservation, it changes all the rules and makes it possible for somebody who wants to prime the pump, who wants to invest in that market for themselves and then prepare property to package up for overseas investors. It gives you a different exit strategy.
So those investors that are in the U.S., should they be looking at investments abroad? I have a feeling I know the answer to this question, but I'm asking it anyway.
It's got a totally different risk profile, you know, and I just don't know. I don't like talking about what I don't know. There's enough to like about domestic investing,
so if you can't find a deal here.
And it's just risky stuff. I mean, I hear people all the time, oh, we decided to go and do some waterfront development in Costa Rica. Okay, I don't know anything about that. Sounds like a great place to visit. Sounds like a scary place to invest because I just don't understand the property rights. Mm-hmm. Like, our property rights here are pure, right? When you purchase a piece of real estate, you get clear title. You get that title insured. I don't know that exists everywhere else. And anybody who goes international, better make sure they ask questions about things that are that core. Like, does the government seize property? Okay, do I have clear title? Is there title insurance? Okay, can I finance the property?
Right.
All those questions are things we take for granted here that I don't think you can someplace else. You better have some really, really smart, experienced boots on the ground there.
You said the magic keyword there, boots on ground. If you don't have that, you're going to fail internationally. If you don't have that here domestically, I mean, you'll fail too. So make sure you have a good team wherever you go. And big takeaway, always make sure that due diligence is always performed, whether it's a market, macroeconomically, microeconomically, and then go get your boots on ground team. Greg, thanks so much. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Think Realty Nation, head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com. Super easy to check it out. And we also have a Think Realty magazine that you can pick up at Barnes & Noble. So next time you're there, stop on in, pick up a copy. Until next time, happy investing.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind, online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This, found right here Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock. Join us as we break down the financial world, things that truly matter to you, things that you should consider. You can find out more at our website at yourlifeafterwork.com, but join us Sunday morning, grab a cup of coffee, and let's break down the five critical elements, the things that can really change your financial life. Numbers 800-928-4001, yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll see you Sunday morning.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.